Very bottom. Tanhos, we learned over the Eludvar and the following thing. There's no limit. We'll see in a minute whether to a minimum maximum. Peya, the peya does not give a shear. How big your field should be before you have to leave a corner. Or how big the corner should be. And how big could he, how much he should bring. It says in Pasuk, L'kachtam b'leishu kol priya adam, but how much? Doesn't say, even though Chacham said 1 out of 60, haroyin, we'll soon see what that means. It was a karbariya, riya, or gemilas chasadim. Gemilas chasadim, it says here that there is no shir. So the Tesari brings to Shammai, not about money, because money there is a shir. You got your ma'isa, the maximum is a fifth. So we're talking about gemilas chasadim b'gufay. And doing favors. There's no limit how many.
So isn't each one treated bats first?
The nicest ones, yeah. So
when you put
in
your
cinnamon,
then it's going
to be just under the bag. That's only a simon. That's not a chinotain either. That's all in the rabbanon to make it to enhance the mitzvah. We're talking about mehatera right now.
What's the challenge? I'm sure you could bring your whole crop if you want.
There's no minimum. No minimum or maximum. The Talmud Teda, and also learning. Indian says it seems there's no minimum in how much Teda you should learn either. We learned always Perik Echad Shachis, Perik Echad Avris. Over here only focuses on the Royim. There's no maximum, but there is a Shia of a minimum. You have to do at least once. Right now we're learning how much money to give. We're seeing what we're talking about. There's no limit, but there is a minimum. There's no shear in how much money you have to spend on the carbon. There's no maximum, nor there's a minimum. We had in our Mishnah Machlekes, whether it's a more kesef, or according to the Beis Shammai, it's two because more chashiv. The Chachamim are the ones who said that you have to pay a certain amount of money. So now the Gemara asks, "My Aroyim, what's this Aroyim? Rabbi Yechonah, Maria's panim ba'azore. How many times you can personally visit the azore? Nothing to do with the carbon. The Reish Lakish, Maria's panim be'carbon. How many times you can come with the carbon? There's no shema. I tell you how many times, and every time you come, you got to bring a carbon. So the Gemara right now explains as follows: the Iker Haregel comes the first day Yamtiv Kuli Amalei Pligi. The Riyas panim be'carbon comes the first day Yamtiv. Everyone agrees. When you make an appearance, you have to come with a carbon. Ki Pligi B'shai Moshe Regel. You come again and again and again. You already brought a carbon. Kol Heichad Asav Eis. If you happen to bring a carbon, the Kuli Amalei Pligi Mekabelim will take it from you. Do you have to bring a carbon every time you come and see the Eibishter? Rabbi Yechon saw a riyas ponim bazara, that the mitzvah is riyas ponim bazara. The chol emos the osir loy tzarech la. So you're ready to see your carbon, you have to bring it again. And a shlokish amar riyas ponim big carbon. Shlokish says no. Every time you see layor upon the come, every time that you come to the bait layor upon the come, every time you come, you have to bring with you a carbon. The chol emos the osir whenever you come, tzarech you got to bring a carbon. So Reish Lakish asked a few questions of Rabbi Yechon. Eisei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yechon. It says in the Braise, it says in the Pasuk, V'lo yeiro panai reikam. You shouldn't see me empty-handed. It's a carbon Pasuk. A chumash, that you have, every time you come, you have to bring a carbon. Amr le, Rabbi Yechon answered back, B'ikir egel. So on the first day. First day, don't come without a carbon. Once you brought a carbon, it doesn't matter. Eisei will ask another question from Braise, saying the same thing. It says in the Pasuk, V'lo yeiro panai reikam. So the Braise says, B'zvachim, you need to bring karbanas ato eime b'zvachim, animals, or ein ele, but if it may be birds, or minachos, or even a mincha, v'dinu, and it even makes sense. Nemre chagigel lehedye, oh, sorry, v'dinu, it makes sense that, you know, you have to bring an animal, because it says a person for himself brings a karma chagiga, and that he enjoys that. The karmari is for the Eibishter. What kind of animal can you bring for karmari chagiga? V'nemre riyo ligvoya. Ma chagiga amur lehedye, just like karmari chagiga when it comes to a hedye. We know for a fact that Zvachim talking about animals, because it says in the Pasuk you shouldn't leave your chaylev of your carbon until the morning. Chaylev only applies to animals, and applies to birds. So therefore, we says chagig is only animals. Afriha amuru legevaya. So too the riyah, which is for the avish, the Zvachim has to be an animal. Umahein Zvachim. And what kind of kabbana do you bring? Oilus. You bring in a carbon oil. The riyah is an oil. Ata oimer oil. You say it's an oil. You ain't a elo shlamim. Or maybe it's a karma shlam you bring. Maybe the ri is the karma shlam. Who said it's an oil that gets completely burnt on the mizbech? Again, the dinu would make sense. Nemer chagige, which is for us, lehegit. But nemer riya, it says riya, this is for the Eibishter, because it's like, you're all this is you're doing it for the Eibishter. Like, voya. Just like chagige, we benefit from it. Hamura lehegit, bero, loy, what's suitable for us, which is an animal that we can eat. Af riya, ho amura, ligvoya, bero, for him. And now it gets all burnt. The chain bedin, it makes sense, it's only right. Your table of a chagiga, you're sitting and eating, and the shulchan of the Rebbe is empty. Give him an entire carbon. Again, but what is he from here? Simple fetish that you should always come with zvachim, with kabanas. Again, Rabbi Yechon answers, Amalebi ikra regal. We're talking here about the main yomtiv. Says the Gemara, one more question, that's another question, it says, three times a year in its tabu Yisrael, lalu beregel. On three occasions, you have to be beregel. Bechaga matzes, chaga shemud, chaga sukkos. The einid and chatzoyin, you should never come half. We'll see later what that means. Bishop Shenema, it says, kol zuchucha, everybody should come, not half. The ein einid and ekoni, you should never come empty handed. Bishop Shenema, v'lo yiro, panereikum, klor. Never come empty handed. How could Rabbi Yechon says, once you brought the first carbon, you're allowed to bring kamas every time empty handed? Again, omalei, Rabbi Yechon said, but talking about Iker Regel. Talking about the first day Yomtiv. You shouldn't come empty handed. So it sounds like in this whole Gemara here that even that the first day Yomtiv, every time you come, you have to bring a carbon. It doesn't say the first time, it says Iker Regel, which means the first day if you come three times in the base of English, you got to bring three kabanas. It's the rest of Yomtiv you don't have to.
Rabbi Yechon concluded that it's an oila, yeah?
Everyone agrees. That's an oila, it's a riyah, not a shlom. Now Rabbi Yechon asks Shlokish the question and completely demolishes the Shlokish. Or at least this version of our understanding of the Shlokish. You say the Shlokish every time you come to the base of English. You need to bring with you a carbon. Let me ask a question. It says in the Pasuk says, Yeroe, we dash in Yida. So, Ma ani bechinam, David says, just like I come to see you, I don't charge you. I've atem bechinam, come to me with nothing. Claw, you don't have to come with a carbon.
And I.
Well, we charge Abishai also. Who told you we don't charge Abishai? So how can it be that every time you go to the Beis Hamikdash?
I'll tell you what, with the amount this
shul
pays the chazonim and the
balik
and the
gaboyim,
don't worry about it, mate.
You're right. No one said that you have to bring a carbon every time. Ma'ani b'chinim, ma'afatam b'chinim. The shayla is, if you did bring, can we accept it? A new way of looking at it. Ella kol heichad also the loy I see every time you come and you didn't bring the kulam of pligid ayil mitzchazi, you come and you make an appearance with nothing and yaitze. Ki pligi the os of the I see you came and you brought. Rabbi Yechon nobody is ponim bazore. Rabbi Yechon holds his ponim bazore. Ri is ponim who dein lo shir. Only this ponim has no shir. How carbon is a shir? He cannot bring more than once. Somebody is ponim bakar will come nam in lo shir. Taisen explained what's the machleik in the first version, the second version. Taisen in the first version of machleik was whether every time you come you have to bring carbon, or whether you only have to bring once. Rabbi Yechon holds that the whole union of carbon is mahatriyas. He says here that's mahatayda. The amount of the fact that there's a limit. More kesef, stay kesef. Rabbi Yechon holds mahatayda. Therefore, there's a limit. You can only bring it once. The Shlokish holds that there's no limit at all, minimum, maximum. Therefore, you can bring as many times as you want. That's the first way machlekes. And the second way machlekes says, "Ask, he doesn't understand. Why would Rabbi Yechon hold you're not allowed to bring? Okay, you don't have to bring another oil, but if you want to, what's a shlecht?" So he learns, we're talking about the second version of different machleks altogether. They're only arguing on the first day of Yom Tov. All the other days of Yom Tov, everyone is Maida, you can bring as many kabbans as you want. They're only arguing on the first day of Yom Tov, and Rabbi Yechon holds your Eva Bal Taisif. If you're Eva Bal Taisif, since you only bring a carbon the first day, if you bring any more, you're Eva Bal Taisif. And the Shlokhi says, you're not Eva Bal Taisif if you repeat the same mitzvah twice. Which is interesting, because we had in the Rishon the Tezvav, and Taisif and Sukkah, where Taisif says, why Lama Taikin Menin? Why do we repeat the Shavuot twice? That's what about Taisif? There's answers. Whenever you do the same mitzvah twice, it's not about Taisif. And here we're learning Pshat in Rabbi Yechon, and that's his Svara, that you cannot do a second Oil Zriya because you're repeating the same mitzvah twice. So, I'm not sure how the two things are compatible.
Legabi brochas, though, if you do the same mitzvah twice, you don't necessarily make the same brocha.
Taisa says over there, you're allowed to go bichas kainin twice, three times. It's the same brocha. Everything's the same.
A mitzvah which is totally by yoyim, a moshel, tzkiyas shayfet. Once you heard in the morning, you can't make another brocha.
According to Taisa there, you can bichas kainin. That's what we talk about as well. Bichas kainin, a kain go to shul, and make bichas kainin. It's the same mitzvah.
But this one talks about a chavis hayyoyim.
Exactly. So, Taisa, I can't say. Taisa, the Baal Taisa is five parshas in film. you're adding to the mitzvah, five minim to the lulav. But then if you repeat the same mitzvah, there's no baltaser. Don't do a baltaser. Yeah, that's what they're saying. But all the example that Rashi brings a chumash is always dalad, you know, arba, chamish. Yeah, exactly. That's what the Isser is. There's no Isser repeating. Exactly. So that's the Isser saying Taisus. But here Taisus is saying, yeah, you take the call of the word here to the Baal Taisus. Yeah, actually, Sfarim do that. Okay. That's something else. That's a bracha is an extra bracha you're not allowed to make. We're talking about the mitzvah itself now, not the brachas. Unless you're being made to somebody, yeah, you're right.
Oh, you're being made to somebody else.
Yeah, brachas is different. You say that every time you bring another one and we accept it. Eisve, it says in the pasuk, the Navi says, or Shlomach says, he says, "Hoi karag lachom bebeisreicha." Don't take advantage and spend too much time in your friend's house, because then eventually he'll get satisfied from you. He'll have enough of you, too much exposure, and he'll become your enemy. In other words, don't bring too many kabbanas to the Eibush. It's nice to bring kabbanas, but don't overdo it. No, don't overdo it. So how come you just lachom every time you come to bring carbon? Answered, Hosam Bechatoy. He wasn't worried about the carbon. He was worried about, why are you coming to bring carbon? Bring a chatas and an osham. Why? Because you sin. Who asked you to sin? Stop sinning so much. You don't have to bring so many kabbalas. If you want to come to my house, bring me presents. And that counts the apologizing. Apologies, I get sick and tired of apologies. Exactly. Yeah, but it could also be in a dove. I know there's a dove coming up. So that's what he's saying here. So the Shlaki is saying here, he's talking about those kabbanas which are tied into some kind of an aveda.
He's talking about all on the first day, right?
Yes. The way the taste is learned. Rashi doesn't make the difference first day or all other days. According to Rabbi Yechi, you can never bring any other commands. I believe it. I'm going to see one part says, keep avoid your legs from going to your friend's house. Another part says, come to your house as many commands as I can. Like kasha. Come, b'chata v'sham, avoid it. Come, b'sham, with pleasure. Tiny, I'm going to learn the Braise the same thing. Don't come around that way. I'll come to your house. I will pay back all my vows. So when does he say, avoid it?
So when Rashi says about that this
whole sugya, we're not talking about Riyah, we're talking about whether it's been carbon with Riyah. So Haroyin L'shem means how many times you can go and see. English shit. But the carbon, that's machlagish.
In the afternoon, they're not makabel, only in the doubles league, aren't they?
What really? It says don't appear halfway. It sounds like if you have a family of 10 kids, you shouldn't come with 5 kids. Don't come today, but come in the chatzon. That's what he means to say. I need a braise to tell me that. Which ones are you going to say come later? The procrastinators. The guy, remember the Gemara Pesachim, beautiful Gemara there. That the father said, whoever comes first will get a bigger share of my current Pesach, and the girls came and the boys didn't. And we learned from there that girls love doing mitzvahs, and boys are a bunch of lazy good for nothings. Hyman, so what do you need a bride to tell you? Don't bring half the family. Why would you turn turn half your family into procrastinators? Ella, Krola, Mayosa, you're right. So what's the pasuk coming to teach you? What do you mean when it says, when the Braise says, "Ein nin lechatzoyim kol shchurcha," we use the pasuk. "Ein nin lechatzoyim." What do you mean, kol shchurcha? Then, like rachedim. We need to know what kol shchurcha for rachedim. Kol shchurcha. Who's chayiv to come? Only those who are what? Who are able to be mixed with other people, but not people who have terrible pungent smells about them. Achedim oimim hamekamitz. somebody who's who collects the dung in the streets from the dogs, by mitzad b'chayish, a miner of copper, by habursi in a tanner, apturim nadiyish, nema koz chucha, mishi yodav koz chucha, yodav koz chucha, yodav koz chucha. Rashi says here an interesting thing. Vaisu doesn't help. No, I told him machlekes. I told him machlekes. The Rambam says if it's right, yeah.
Sunken in, they can't do something. Yeah.
Like people smoke, you can't get rid of that smell. It's always there.
Yeah,
you can't ever take it away.
There was a certain person.
So look at Rashi has a new pshat here. I told you the Rambam says that you have to. So in other words, you have to wash yourself before you go. And others say you're putting on some. Look at Rashi's here. El kro la chedim, v'hainu nami. So now Rashi says, this is how we're going back to answer Ein Nidan L'Chatzoyin. What do you mean, Ein Nidan L'Chatzoyin? The Mi She'enu Ro Lalus Ela B'Chabur Mu'et. It's those people who can only come with half groups, they cannot come with full groups. She'yasech Chabur L'Atzman. You know what Rashi says here? They should come. But don't join others, join your own group. Be a group of tanners, and a group of copper. A whole loop shot here, Rashi says. Before we learn that he's putter completely. And the man of Machlek is about the Mechuyah to wash themselves. Rashi says, all it means is don't join their group. Make your own group.
Imagine what the Kohanim say when they see this group approaching.
They don't see it. The next man who covers.
Here comes them. You do the covering. I'm not getting near to them.
But it's interesting also that Rashi should bring the Pshat here, which is the Lechel HaZai Tegazach. We had the Suyin of Dalud. Anyway, that's what Rashi says here. I don't know. Okay, Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, now there's a very important rule that we say that when there's a rule in all Maisa Geld. You're allowed to give tzedakah Maisa Geld on things that you're not mechuyev, that you don't have to. But things that you're mechuyev, you have a chiyev to do something. If you have a mitzvah to buy a luv and esek, you cannot use a Maisa Geld to buy a luv and esek because you have a chiyev to buy. But things which are over and above your chiyev, you could. So not only things which are voluntary, but even mitzvahs, if you over and above, you could. Ad kele kach that we say giving. Providing money for your children. Yes, you can't. But over 6 years old, maybe you can. Or this is what you can. This is what it says in all the poskim. If the cheapest school, which the education is not great, but it's a kosher education, would be $100, and the better school is a $500, that $400 you can use in my school. Yes, the kitzur lach is fascinating. Kitzur lach. If you look in the kitzur lach, you'll see if you have an old kitzur lach, a more modern one, and the very modern ones. On the old ones, it says that when do you have to pay Maisa Geld? Only after you took care of all your expenses, buying, paying your rent, all your clothes, and all your normal food and everything else. The next set, put that into parentheses. Put it into Sugrayim, that only after. The new ones took it out completely. Look at it, you'll see. But the old Kishnor clearly says, I have the old Kishnor, so I have it. The old Kishnor says clearly that you are a potter. First, you got to take care of you got to take care of all. None, but that. A bread and water. Normal life. Live your normal life. And anything above that, that's chayv maisigel. So if you're earning 500 a week and you need 400 a week to live on, you only chayv maisigel on 100. Unbelievable chidur. That's a big kishon of paskins. Then they swapped it all around. Wonder who tampered with it. That's a kishon of paskins. I don't know either. Actually, that one is the set that I have. That old one doesn't have the Mizgeles. You can look even here. I'm sure you'll see different tech printings, different versions. In Hichas Lakka. What do you mean? That's what the argument is. But you're earning 500 a week. Do you give 10% of 500? Depends which rub you'll ask.
Do you want your net or your gross?
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. You can't do your basic on your gross earnings prior to tax.
Or when you give tax, there's still 500 left. So what is it, from 500 or from the?
That's exactly what we're discussing here. What you get in your hand. A lot of people in Machmel go all the way out. Gross before your taxes and everything else. Mishnah. So what's in the gate this Mishnah here? The oilers b'moyed, oilers and chalamoyed. What kind of oil chalamoyed we'll see later? Boys minachul. You have a chiv to bring in oil and chalamoyed. Don't bring it from your maisa geld. You can only bring, because since you have to bring it, any chiv that you have to do, you cannot be yaitzit in maisa geld. It says also clearly, if you're supporting your children, if they're married for sure, that's slokka. And in fact, they come first before anybody else. If you're supporting your children who are older, even though they're not married, also come anywhere else. And then the shail is, because Me'atayda, you only have a child 6 years old. And over 6 years old, supporting them is the Gemara, so we have Gemara Ksuz of Samach, it's a very good thing. So what happens, can that be counted for Maisi Geld or not? That already is a little bit of a discussion. Since the Minhag HaOlam today is you raise your kids until whatever age, definitely till 18 or 17, you know, until they force them out of the house. But maybe, yeah, true. But over 18, if you're still supporting, you definitely still have to get it. We'll soon see. Tomorrow we'll talk about it. No. We'll soon see. Tomorrow we'll talk about this whole thing. The hashlami, when it comes to a shlami, which you have no chiyuv to them, you're allowed to give maisa geld and make yourself a shlami. Yom tiv, there's no time to do rashis. Yom tiv, harishin shal pesach, the first day, yom tiv pesach, you bring karma chagiga, like sukkahs and like shavuos. Now, why we dafka highlight pesach every yom tiv? Because we went to say not the chagiga of erev pesach, because the chagiga of erev pesach is a whole different story. You don't have to bring it. Therefore, that could be brought from maisa geld. Any mitzvah you don't have to do, you can use maisa geld. Any mitzvah that you have to do, you cannot get out of, you cannot use maisa geld. Chagiga of yudalad, if you have enough, you only have a few people to join in the current pesach, you don't bring a current chagiga. You only have the current pesach. Or if it's tumhut mitzvah, you don't bring a chagiga. Only bring the current pesach. So therefore, or if it's a Shabbos. So therefore, according to some, machlokes ben Taimanat. So therefore, it's not any more chiv. You cannot. You could use maisa geld. But talking about chagiga is tezvav. Beis shama emin mina chulin, and beis shama chulin because the chiv. Beis silam la maisa. Now this is a big chiddush. L'chayde chagiga, you have to bring. How can beis silam hold with a maisa? And we'll see the interesting more machlokes more tomorrow. Yisrael yaitzi yidei chavasan to eat na yaitzi ben adarim ven the carbon simcha that we need. All we need is flesh. So if you happen to bring an adarim ven adavid or chalamoid or maisa behemi, any animal you bring him as bech, you'll anyway eat the meat. So you yaitzi simcha with that as well. And the koyanim are yaitzi more. They get a share of that carbon meat. The ashamas or bechayir or bechazei b'shagim normal carbon. They yaitzi the meat. Have a leib of the leib of nachas.
You can't bring a
shlomo
from
you can't bring a shlomo from nachas. No, you're not yaitzah the mitzvah of simcha with chicken or nachas. This fast emes passes from here that you cannot make a wedding with chicken.
Real flesh, I
suppose. The flesh. Oh, you know, yaitzah is a mitzvah.
Going to wedding once deals only chicken. The health of the
Rabbi
Yosef Lulin.
Kidding? The health of the Rabbi Yosef Lulin. They have to get married again. Not
yaitzah. The tradition is not chal.
And what's cheaper, meat or in Israel? What's cheaper, meat or chicken? Chicken's pretty expensive also. I heard you. Yeah.
Are they
No, no. He's having a video watching the machine that automatically cuts the
meat. Yeah, there'll be automatic chickens also.
Well, that's why nowadays they do chicken
and
meat. Makes no sense.
And also by bris, he says, you're not yaitza bris as soon as mitzvah unless you have meat.
You know how they
not with chicken. It's not
famous.
That's right. Right here. Lloyd, and we'll see you more tomorrow.
They
hold that the table has to have the flesh, that you have to eat the flesh. The Yaitzah says the mitzvah. That's right. Gemara. Exactly. Now, Taisa says an interesting thing. Chanan and Taisa says an interesting thing that when are you Yaitzah Simcha with all of these carbon adonadavas, you have to, when you bring the carbon, have in mind that this is going to be a carbon simcha. If you don't have in mind that this is going to be a carbon simcha, only you're doing a promise of a month ago, you're going to thank the Eibishter and bring a carbon, then you're not yaitza the meat simcha. You have to have it in mind as well. But the other Hashem don't hold it. Gemara. It seems from the Mishnah that the oilas and chalamayid, that's a chiv, and that is the one that you have to use your own money. Who the boy is menacholin? Is mashma? What about the oilas that you bring the first day yamtiv, which is known as an oilas riyah? There's different kind of oilas. There's an oilas riyah, and there's oilas you bring, make a nether, oilas and dava. So a haba yamtiv mina meiser. But a yamtiv is a meiser. How can the first day yamtiv, which is a chay, be yaitzer with meiser money? It has to be chulin money. You want to tell me this comes to teach you. The oilers, maybe no, of course, we're talking about oilers in here. If we're talking about oilers in here, why talking about chalamoid? Because if you remember in Gemara Bay, we had a machlekes, beshama, and beshil, and that's involved. If you're allowed to bring, what do you call it? Oilers in on Yom Tov. According to Beishamai, you cannot bring an oil zir and yamtiv because you have no benefit from it. And only oichel nefesh is mutter, and he doesn't believe in this metoich. Metoich shehutin l'tzeich, hutin nam and l'tzeich. He holds the oil zir can only bring chalamayit. Hillel says you could bring an oil zir because metoich. So this mishnah is telling you that like Beishamai, that the oilers that you bring a side gezach. When do you bring it? Not the first day yamtiv, but a chalamayit. That can it be that a mishnah should pass like Beishamai? And if you want to say kamashlan, the oil is b'mayid bais. And b'yam tov ain't a bayis. Command who does that mishnah follow b'shamay? Didn't we learn b'yad of yutaz b'shamay? I mean, meviyin shlamim. You bring a carbon shlamim. Shlamim you allowed to bring because oichal nefesh. But v'ain same chalens mukti and al b'samech. In fact, nothing with mukti b'shamay. We'll see later on. Chagiga, the very first machlekes by Eden is regarding smicha and shamay. Hold, you don't do smicha and yam tov at all. And since Shammai holds on to smicha, his talmidim who follow in the footsteps of Shammai obviously are not going to argue with the Rebbe, so they don't do smicha. Avolay oilus, you cannot bring an oil on the first day Yom Tov. Comes to the Beis Hillel and says, "Mevi in shlamim the oilus, you can bring not only a shlamim but an oil." And the same can alain do smicha, like Hillel says over there. And that's what the Mishnah teach you. How can that be? How can that be? Says the money right. Chassidim Mechs, a couple of words missing. You know why the Mishnah talking about oil and chalamoid? The Mishnah meant to talk about oil the first day as well. A few words are missing. This is how you're supposed to learn the Mishnah. Vachi Tani. Oilis nedarim v'nedarois b'moyed bois, that the oil of your nedarim, the oil of your nedarois cannot be brought on, even according to Hillel. Since when do you say metoich only on something that you commits us today? You made a promise 2 months ago. You waited till today. Why don't you wait right to chalamoid? What's the rush? Why do you have to bring it the first day? So Hillel's moyed, don't bring it the first day. You have to bring it chalamoid. Fine. So oilus the darim with David be moi by come chalamoi be yamtiv be in a boy but don't bring him a yamtiv. Then the oilus riyah. What about oilus riyah? Ba it comes afilu yamtiv. Ukishehi ba when the oilus riyah comes ain't a ba ella min achulin. They only come from chulin. They only come from chulin. V'shalmei simcha. What about shalmei simcha? Boy, in after my sins, you can avoid it because if you had any other carbon there, you can be yaitzer the simcha. You don't have anything. You don't have to do. You can avoid it. You can use your own ma'isa geld. Af min ha'ma'isa. Then the chagigas yom tov pesach. The first day yom tov pesach. Beis shamay aimim only min ha'chulin. This is the chayiv from chulin. Beis ilo aimim min ha'ma'isa. We'll soon see how come beis ilo min ha'ma'isa. It's a chayiv chagiga. Chagiga, yeah, everyone holds the chiyuv. Yeah, you could chagiga, you can eat anything you can eat. Oichal nefesh, it's only an oila. Tanya, nami hachu, we learned oila. In fact, the brayis is the same thing. Oilas nedarim v'nedaveis b'moed bayis. Your oila nedarim can only be brachal moed, even according to Beis Hillel, because the first day yamtiv you're not eating from it, and it's not necessary to bring it today. So why use the word metoich? Wait till tomorrow. Be yamtiv ain't a boy. Don't bring it on yamtiv. The oil is here, but the oil is here. Ba comes at fill the yamtiv. Ukishi ba when it does come, ain't a ba element achul. It comes only from chulin and shalmei simcha. But a shalmei simcha, which you don't have to bring if you have any other carbon, you yaitz over that. Then therefore, ba in af mina
ma'isa. What's the question of oil is here? Ba afill the yamtiv. I would think that oil is only yamtiv. Where do you learn this from?
No, no. We learned you can make up chalamoy. According to Shammai, he's not allowed to bring on Yom Tov because it's not Oichal Nefesh. You can't eat it. So Hillel is mechadish that you couldn't even bring it on Yom Tov because even though you cannot eat it, metoich shehutu letzayde chutu nami leiter tov. That's gonna be a filled with Yom Tov. But even on Yom Tov, we're not worried about this Oichal Nefesh business. We had a machlekes. Remember, Rabbis in Pesachim, in Pesachim, the 8th, 9th place. That's it. We have a sukkah. The machlekes tells in Rashi there, the very beginning of the 4th Pedik, Simcha the first night. What is it? And Rashi says wine and everything else. And there's a discussion there. How he eats a Simcha the first night? When do you bring the carbon Simcha for that? Because there's no mitzvah bringing an animal before Yom Tov. So on Pesach, no problem. You eats it with the meat of the carbon Pesach, the meat of the chagiga you bring them. Chagiga is your dal. Okay, true, yeah, but most Cajuns and most people have a chagiga. Yeah. But you use a current Pesach. Anything flesh, you yaitse your simcha as well. I yaitse with current Pesach. I don't know, but the karma chat is at the coin, but the coin is okay, he just has a mitzvah to eat it. He's yaitse simcha, we just learned. So you could be, as long as you're eating flesh of a carbon, it seems like any carbon you yaitse. It's the other two yom taim, Shavuos and Sukkos. The very first tesis. Yeah. That's true, exactly. And yet, the very first taste in the 5th Pedic of Simcha Shmoina, the Misha says, you know, little Shmoina, that first taste talks about that.
So I can't remember. Bring
your outside of the Moshe Erev Yom Tov. No. If you didn't do the first day, you have Tashlumi. Zelazer or Zelazer, yeah.
That's what I'm saying, because
no.
Anyway, bring a carbon
into your. No. Yeah. Let's quickly finish. Gemara says. The chagigas yom tov additional pesach beis shama emir min achulin is a chiyev you bring achulin and beis hillel emir a ma'isa. For example, a ma'ish no chagigas yom tov additional pesach. Every yom tov you bring a chagiga. Why are you highlighting pesach? I'm going to ask you, how can Master teach you something else? Chagigah Chamisha Asar in, only the Chagigah of Chamisha Asar. Do we say that it's a Choyv? And then Mamachlek is a Shaman Hill. Or but Chagigah Arba Asar, since Chagigah Arba Asar you don't really have to bring, if you're not hungry or whatever it is, then Loi, everyone holds his watch, it's not a Choyv, if you can get out of it. Therefore, you could use your own Maisayav. Alma Kasava, we hold that Chagigah Arba Asar Lav Daraisa. It's not Mahateira. Why do we bring, and Dentate brings a few opinions that holds them from Sukkim, they hold his Mahateira. Algmo is not Mahateira. And what's the Svara? Why do you bring Chagigah? As the Rishami says, since you're not allowed to break bones on Karban Pesach, we don't want you to be, if your mom is hungry, when do you suck the marrow of a bone? When you're really hungry. When you're not hungry, you don't suck the marrow.
You
have
to be hungry. You have to be satisfied before
so that's you're saying it. So that's what you're saying. You have to eat. Oh, you can be satisfied from part of Karban Pesach and then the rest. Nobody continue eating. You would have thought you can eat, let's say it takes you 5 ounces to get full. That's a, no.
You're just so hungry to suck a bone if you're already satisfied before
who
you
said you
have to
be satisfied already? You can start.
No.
That's the mitzvah part of it. So you eat Korn Pesach, a whole steak, that's to get full, and then another steak to be at your Korn Pesach. That's what you would have thought. He says, no. You're going to get full on a Korn Chagigah because we're scared you're going to suck the marrow out of the bones and break the bones. You're not allowed to break bones. That's what the Yishalmi says. And Tezi brings down himself.
So that's only the Rabbon, right?
It's only the Rabbon. So that's why he says, not a Chay, that's a Chiddush. See you tomorrow.